So the question really is, well, how valid, or what chashivus does a really a half day fast really have? We know there's the concept of fasting when there's an eis tzara, a lack of rain, actually when there is a magefa. I don't think as of yet I hope we don't, we've reached the proportions of what a magefa is, according to the amount of people that we have, and Mitzvah we won't reach that. But still, certainly we're in a situation right now, which for us today is very scary, and there's no shaila, it's a time to have a Yom Tefillah, and to fast half a day. Now, I'll just say before I begin the shiur, I'm going to repeat at the end of the shiur, whatever I say in the shiur, I intend to fast tomorrow half a day. I was mekabel etzom during Mincha. I actually had a question whether I should fast, I shouldn't fast. In general, I fast all times through Rabbanan, on Yom Kippur, of course. But since I donated a kidney, I've tried not to do any extra fasts. And I spoke to the doctor to find out if there was a reason why I personally should not fast on this fast day. And they felt for half a day, it's not really an issue. So I would just say before I begin, I go anywhere, that you should know that I am the nether. I intend to fast tomorrow as Makal for half a day. That being said, I'm thinking back to days that I fasted before. So I remember that once when I was in ninth grade in Yeshivas Brisk in Chicago made a half day fast for the Yom Kippur Katan. At that time, there was, I think, a tragedy of a few young children that passed away in a very short amount of time. I remember during the Persian Gulf War, there was a fast day. And I seem to remember another reason we had a half day fast, I forgot. But let's look at the sugya. So, because the truth is, from the sugya, it seems that maybe this half day fast is not really something which follows, what Chazal says. Let's see. So if you look at source number one, Maseches Tanis, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Bet, Gemara there says, Amar Rav Zira, Amar Rav Huna, a yachid who is mekabel, a tainis, afilu ochel b'shosa kol alayla, l'machu. So if the yachid's mekabel a tainis, even if it's not a full day fast because he's drinking and eating the whole night, as we usually do, the next day, you would be allowed to go ahead and you'd be allowed to daven tfilas aneinu. Okay, lombetani, so let's say, for example, a person fasted on a Tuesday, Yom Shlishi, and he didn't eat or drink a whole night. And Wednesday morning, he davened shacharis, he was still fasting. The Gemara says, if someone sleeps, he fasted a whole day and sleeps the whole night still fasting, so then in the morning he doesn't daven aleinu. So the question is why? In other words, so we're sort of the same case that a person did not fast a full day fast. He ate part of the day, and he's not supposed to say aneinu. So Amar Rav Yosef, Yosef says, Maika Savar Huna was the Svarin Rav Huna Shita. Sevirale, he holds Amos Anin L'Shaos. So he holds that you don't fast. He holds you don't fast L'Shaos. He says, since you don't fast L'Shaos, so therefore, this partial fast day of fasting the night or just fasting the day, is not another sort of. I'm sorry. So the reason why, if you slept through the night, you wouldn't go ahead and you wouldn't eat, you wouldn't say anything in the morning, is because the night fast is not a fast; it's only a partial fast. Oh, Dilmore, maybe misanin l'shos, or maybe we could say a partial fast day is a fast day. But Masanglish, and that's why even if you fast, he says, even if you fast at night, right? Even if you go ahead and you fast at night, so it's still a fast day, but you don't say aneinu. But in other words, we're asking the question: why is it you just fast at night? You don't say aneinu in the morning. So Amar Le Abayis, Abayis said, La Olam Kasava Rabun, what's Rabun the whole? Masanglish, he says. So a person is able to go ahead and a kind of shows for a partial part of the time is considered a fast day. The Masana the shows, and if someone only passed part of the day, Mispalatilas. So then you can say Hanenu. So why do Rav Huna say if you fasted a whole night, you don't say Hanenu? So the reason is because he says, Amrle, he says, the reason is because Shiny Hacha, he says, the Ika shows the Layla. The reason is because you didn't go ahead and you didn't say a Kabbalah's kindness on the whole period. In other words, before you accept the fast day, it's important to Makabal kindness beforehand. And if you're not Makabal kindness, you can't go ahead and say Anenu. So for the reason why in this situation, if someone went ahead and fasted the whole night, you don't say Anenu in the morning, the reason is because you weren't Makabal the whole kindness beforehand. Okay, fine. He says, fine. Okay, so that's the bottom line is right now the Gemara is assuming that if you fast, that even if you fast the part of the day, it's good on a fast day, and you say Anenu. However, you have to Makabal kindness beforehand. That is that's what Gemara says. So the Gemara tells a story, which I'm not really sure how relevant it is to us, but let's go through this. At least do it outside. Marukha went to Ginzik, and when he got to Ginzik, they asked him three shilas, and it turns out that he didn't know the answer to all three shilas. What were the shilas they asked him? So one answer to the question they asked him is, someone goes ahead and someone fasts, the Taina Shos, so he says, is that considered a good fast day? You know the answer. Then they asked the question about if there was wine of a guy that spent time in a pitcher, can you go ahead and can you kasher the pitcher? And the third question was, when Junashiz Mamaluim, what did Moshe Rabbeinu use to go ahead and when he was serving the Shiz Mamaluim? So he didn't answer all these questions, and then he went and asked a Shailun of Esmedrish afterwards, the two lines at the bottom, source number one. So Amrlay, they said them Hilchasa, Misanim Lashos, Umispalin Tvilas Tainus. The halacha is you can have a partial fast day, and even though you only fast a part of the day, you can actually go ahead and say Aneinu. Okay? That's what the Gemara ends off and Yud Aleph Mabay. So it sounds like the Gemara right here that having a partial fast day tomorrow should not be an issue. And maybe L'choru we can say Aneinu. Not only can we say Aneinu, maybe the Chazan can say Aneinu, because it turns out it's Masan and Lashos. And if you look at source number two, the very top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Gemara says something different. Hod Amrina Masan and Lashos, when we say Masan and Lashos, that's talking where a person did not go ahead and a person did not fast. When do we say Masan on the shows? That situation where a person did not eat a whole day. In other words, what it means is like I'm having a time to shows tomorrow. So won't that consider a time to shows? I'm a kavel to fast on chatzos, and then I decide not to eat the rest of the day. That's the time to shows that's good. So I'm really Abaya. Abaya says that's ridiculous. Hatina, the source number two, Hatina's Ma'al Yasi. That's a very good tainus. You fast the whole day. So what's the answer? What happened is that you fasted a whole day, but you weren't sure you're going to fast the whole day. And therefore, either you didn't eat the beginning of the day and then you decided to accept the fast at the second half of the day, or let's say you decided to fast the first half of the day and you decided afterwards to continue to fast. So that's called the time of shows. So the time of shows is in contrast, I would say, to where a person decides to fast the whole day. Here you decide to fast half the day, and Lamaisa, you fast the whole day. So he says, and then it says, Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista says, Kol Tainus Lo Shaka Alav Chama Lo Shmei Tainus. Any fast day where the sun does not set on that fast day is not a Tainus. So the Mari here, it seems, and this is the shot of most Rishonim, that the fast that we're doing tomorrow is not a real fast. Whoever's doing it, because it has to be a tiny show. If you lamaisa fast the whole day, even though you did not go ahead, and you did not, he says, as long as you need the whole day, but it's defined as time of shows because you only were a makabel part of the day. Fine. So that is what the maskana of the Gemara. All right. So now the Gemara is going to ask some shilas. Because the maskana of the Gemara, we'll see the Rambam holds differently, it seems. The maskana of the Gemara, it seems that if you fast half a day, it means nothing. It's not a time to show. So you have to actually fast the whole day. And what makes time to show is the fact that you went ahead and you're only makabel part of the day. So Gemara asked the question, Anshe Mishmar. So the Anshe Mishmar, those who are serving the Beis HaMikdash, the answer is Misan Velo Mishalman. So they can fast. And then part of the day, when there's a fast day of everybody else, but they don't finish the fast. So the question is, if you're going to tell me a tiny show, because obviously they need to eat, you're going to tell me a tiny show, this is not a fast. So why are they fasting part of the day? They're doing it to mitzayer themselves. What do you mean mitzayer themselves? In other words, and since the rest of the tzibur is fasting, we should join in with them to mitzayer nafshe. Fine. Tashma then goes on. I'm Rabbi Lazar Masoris for Bistarik. I needed Nevada Shasana Benyamin. I was from Nevada Shasana Benyamin. And they used to bring a Korban Eitzim on the 10th of Av. And this is Baba, this is a fast in Gemara. Upam Achas, and one time, Chol Tisha B'Av Dos B'Shabbos, Tisha B'Av Dos B'Shabbos, and even though Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos, so he shows Tisha B'Av on Sunday, which is the day of the Korban Eitzim, and it was a holiday for the family, so therefore, this is a holiday for the family, so they really couldn't fast. On the other hand, everyone was fasting, was a Tisha B'Av. So the Chinul is after the Shabbos, they pushed off Tisha B'Av to after Shabbos, the Sa'anu B'Av, V'lo Yishli Menuhu. So what happened was they finished. We fasted that day. We're not mashal. We didn't finish the fast. So based on this is a born halacha that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that if someone makes a bris or a yachin happens by a chasim, but someone makes a bris on a Tisha B'Av nidche, so you only fast half the day. The same reason as those who came from the family of son of Ben Binyamin. Okay, so he says the question is why did they fast half a day, and half a day fast and not anything? He said, Suri Nafshi Ba'alma, they wanted to join the rest of the Klal Yisrael for the Messiah themselves. All right, so he says, so then the Gemara mentions another case which is not really relevant to our Sugya. So what it turns out from the Gemara is that a half day fast does not really have that much relevance, and the people who fasted a half a day fast, they only did it because they wanted to somehow share the pain of everyone else that was fasting. Okay, so that seems to be the clear halacha. From that it would seem there's no reason to have this half-day fast tomorrow. If you look at the Rambam, source number 3, the Rambam is somewhat difficult. The Rambam, let's learn the Rambam together. The Rambam says, Misanda Adam Shos, a person can fast part of the day, but who shall lo yochel klum sharayom? But you have to be careful not to eat anything the rest of the day. Like Gemara, so what's the example? What's the Heichatimsa? Ketzad, by the way, for some reason my video stopped working, everybody. I apologize. I think it depends which room I'm in. I'm in, because my kids are around, so my I'm in a different room. For some reason the video is not working here. I'm not exactly sure why. So maybe it happens that the only place I can have privacy is my bedroom. So maybe because it's near, there's no video working in the bedroom. So I apologize for that. Anyway, Gemara says, the Rambam says, Misa'ada Adam Sha'os Fahushalo Yochal Klum Sharayom. So he says, what's the Hechatimsa? If someone goes ahead and somebody is very busy with his what he's doing, he's working, he's, as I would say, he's zooming around the whole day. And therefore, misasik b'tzorcha v'lo achol al chatzos. And what happens is, he's very misasik in what he's doing, and he doesn't eat, and then all of a sudden, he realizes, oh my gosh, it's 12 o'clock, it's 3 o'clock, I didn't eat a whole day, you know what? Once I didn't eat till now, I already fasted half a day, I'll make it a schus. Okay? So then he decides that he's makabel the rest of the day, that's the time to show, so you can daven aneinu. Because since you were makabel to fast before those last 3 hours, and since he didn't eat the whole day, that's a tiny show. So Gemara says, in order for a tiny show, it's a partial fast to work. It has to be a fast which doesn't work, which you didn't eat the whole day. Okay? But then the Rambam says something strange. The cheinim achal b'shosa. Someone ate and drank. The acharkach, and after ate and drank, hisul nisanu sharayo. He decides to fast the rest of the day. Harezeh tain the shows. This is the tain the shows. The Rambam here is saying against what he said before. and even it seems against the Bavli, that I can eat in the morning and fast the second half of the day, and that will be called a Taina Shalos. So the Rambam in the first half of the Halacha says, you have to fast the whole day for Taina Shalos to work. And here the Rambam says clearly in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel, that as long as you go ahead and you fast the second half of the day, you can eat the first half of the day. So we have to. So if you look at the Rambam jumps all over the Rambam. If you look 1, 2, 3, the Rambam, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam speaks very strongly. The Rambam speaks very strongly against the Rambam. Four lines in the bottom. Amar Avram, Ein Zeklum. This means absolutely nothing. Why? Shari Amru, because we said, in order for Tashos to work, you can't eat anything all day. Vote Amru. They're called Tashos Shalom Chama, Loshmei Tainus. In order for a Tainus to be good, it has to be a fast where the sun did not set. And here the Rambam is lifting something where a person went ahead and a person actually ate part of the day. So he says, I'm memory shana miyata. So the first part of the Rambam excludes someone who eats. And in the first half day, he wants to fast until the evening, right? And the second one says, the memory shaniya ibal, I'm sorry. So in the Gemara, the first member in the Gemara, I apologize, it says that someone who eats the first half of the day, he can't have a Taina Shalos. And the second member excludes someone who wants to go ahead and break his fast. And you know, he says, in the second half of the day. So he says, he hasn't done it wrong because the Gemara is very clear that in order for Taina Shalos to work, you have to fast the whole day. Okay? The Rambam is very difficult. So one approach to the Rambam, which is actually quite fascinating, if you look at source number 4, is the Yerushalmi seems to argue on the Bavli. The source number 4, the Hagos Maimon is quotes to Yerushalmi, and Yerushalmi there says, Yerushalmi Nedarim, that Rabbi Yonah, Lamatu, Shemesan, and Lashos, from those two Amorim, we learn you can have a fast day part of the day. He says, why? Because Rabbi Yochanan says, I'll be fasting until I finish the parak, the shear, and it sounds like it was a fast day, and after the shear, he went and broke his fast. Or if you look to the parsha, Rabbi Yonah once went to Tzur, and he heard that the son of Yossi passed away. So even though it sounds like he ate cheese and he drank, he started fasting the rest of the day. So in Yerushalmi, we have two Amorayim that speaks about a fast day, and they didn't fast the whole day. So one possible suggestion is that even though the Bavli says for Taina Shalos to work, you have to fast a whole day, just accept part of the day, Yerushalmi seems to imply a Taina Shalos can work even if you only fast part of the day. So if you look at the Rush, source number 5, the Rush mentions the Rambam. If you lift it up a little bit, Rush mentions the Rambam. He says that if someone goes ahead and eats, and after he eats, he starts to fast, it's a Taina Shalos. And he says, Yerushalmi is much like the Rambam, as I said. Okay, we don't have to go ahead and do the whole Yerushalmi again. He says, and therefore, if you look in source number 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down, the Rabbi Avi Ezri Nitchak Ma'od Lahashem Shalom Babli, and therefore Rabbi Ezri wants to go ahead and put the Yerushalmi Babli together, who perish Hashid as a Rambam, he says, and the Rush doesn't like that, and he says, the Babli and the Yerushalmi argue. According to the Yerushalmi, you can have a partial day fast. According to the Babli, it has to be at the fast the full day. Taina Shalos does not work if you only fast part of the day. He says, however, he says, maybe it's possible to put the Bavli and Shalvi together. That Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonah fasted part of the day. What does it mean they fasted part of the day? So in other words, a fast can mean many things. When you talk about a fast day, you can say a fast day is something where you say anenu, okay? Or a fast day is a neder. So as far as anenu is concerned, everyone agrees that it's not a fast day unless you are not eating the whole day. But as far as a nether is concerned, that's what Yerushalmi is talking about. Yerushalmi says, Zisu Amorayim fasted part of the day, and it was called a fast day, even though it was only part of the day. It wasn't as far as Philip Sanenu is concerned. That's as far as that if I say I'm going to go ahead and fast part of the day, it's a nether. And the Babli can agree with that, because when the Babli says a partial day fast, when you eat part of the day, it's not a fast, it means as far as Sanenu is concerned. But as far as a nether is concerned, and a chanami, it's a neder. So in other words, the way the Rush explains the Rambam The way the Rosh explains the Rambam, what the Rambam is basically saying is, yes, in other words, you can have, he says, we'll get to the Rambam in a second. But the way the Rosh is explaining Yerushalmi, the Rambam would maybe disagree, he says, but the way the Rosh is explaining Yerushalmi is Yerushalmi and the Bavli agree. What does it mean they agree? That a partial day fast day, as far as a nether, is a fast day. And as far as saying aleinu, it's not a fast day. Okay, that's how the Rosh explains the Shita. So according to Rosh, there's no question you can go ahead and you can have a partial fast day, like a nether, but it would not be, you would not say aleinu. So let's see how we paskin. So if you look at source number 6, the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tov Kuf Samach Bet, Sif Yud, Shulchan Aruch says, Mesana Adam Tang Yishos, V'hu Shalom Yochal Kol Hayom, a person can fast part of the day, as long as it's the whole day, and he goes through and says, he says, Ketzad or Isha Torah, B'chafatzav, Mesasek, B'tarchav, you're very busy doing work, Lo'achal Chatzos, Atashos, and then you decide, you didn't eat until 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and you decide to fast the whole day, the Makabal Tainus, and you daven Tfilas Tainus, you feel Tfilas Aneinu. He says, and then some say, imagine that if you're going to fast 3 hours, and if you're going to go ahead and have a fast, not eat the whole day, but have a fast for 3 hours of the day, you're Makabal Tainus, you have to Makabal the day before. Okay, so what does that mean? So you say, let's say, for example, like we did today, so I was Makabal to fast till Chatzos, and then let's say tomorrow I say, you know what? I'm feeling fine. He says, I'm feeling fine. So then I decide that even though I'm feeling fine, I decide that I'm gonna go ahead and I am going to fast rest of the day. Okay, I had a Kabbalah's finest. Or if I decide, I say I'm gonna fast from Chatzos till Shkia, I decide today and I decide, like, I said, you know what, I'll just fast the whole day. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, and this sif, it's clear, in order for Tanya shows to work, you have to go ahead and you have to fast. You have to fast the whole day, and you can have a Kabbalah Sinus a part of the day, next day, maybe. Okay, but that's what it seems. However, it seems that it wasn't always the minhag in Klal Yisrael. So if you look at source number 7, a fascinating Trumas Hadeshen, okay? A fascinating Trumas Hadeshen. We know there is a custom that a chassan fasts Yom Chupasal. Hey, Shai, I've asked you a question. By Chabad, they fast the chasen on the chuppah? You want to chime in for a second? Shai, are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, I can't say. Chabad, the chasen fasts on the day of the chuppah?
Yeah, but I think this is what you're going to say now, that if he can't fast, or it's for Shchodesh.
That's actually not what I'm not going to say. But I just fast it. But I'll tell you, it's interesting. I got married Lag BaOmer. And because I got married before Shkia, my father told me to fast. And I think my Kala was told not to fast by whoever she asked at that point, which is fine. Okay? Because what are you doing on certain days? But anyways, the Trumas Hadeshen discusses the question. So he says, he asked the question like this. Fascinating question. So a chassan goes ahead, and a chassan fasts in his chuppah. Okay? And what happened is, when did they used to have the chuppas back in Europe, in the days of Trumas Hashem? When did they have the chuppas? Who knows? When did they have the chuppas? When? What day of the week was it? Anyone know? No? When did they have the chuppas in Europe? Who knows?
Sunday.
Not Sunday. They had it Friday.
Friday.
The way they used to have it all, they used to have a Friday, the whole town would come down in front of the shul. My mother told me this. They'd have a chuppah, the whole town would be there, and the sudas nesu'un would be Friday night. Okay, so what did they do? They went and had the chuppah, and then they go daven mincha. In other words, the chassan would leave his kala, go daven mincha. The thing is, the chassan's fasting, and you're supposed to say aneinu day of the fast. Can he say aneinu after he finishes the fast? Because he broke his fast under the chuppah. What did he do under the chuppah? Under the chuppah, when he drank some wine. So the question is, can you go ahead and say aneinu after the fast is over? That's the question he asks. So he says that the Trumas Hadeshen says that a chassan the day of his chuppah should not daven mincha after the chuppah. He should daven mincha before the chuppah. He doesn't say whether it should be the tzibur, make a minyan, or it should be a chidus. But he says, should daven before the chuppah in order to say aneinu. He says, and even though there are many ways to get around this problem of saying aneinu the chuppah after you drink wine, he says, this is the way I'm knowing. I tell the chassan daven mincha before the chuppah. He says, why? Because it's not proper to fast drink something and then say Aneinu after the fast is over. He says, and even though a person is a Kohen Rishonim would go ahead and would, in the days when they had it used to be Shittas that you would say Aneinu on every tefillah of a Tainus Tzibur. So people would go ahead and people would actually drink at night and say Aneinu at Myrit. He says, is okay because you're fasting the whole next day. But here where you're not fasting the whole day, he says, it's not really correct to go ahead and drink before Aneinu. So for that reason, he says, better daven before the chuppah and say Aneinu. He says, then he could say beyond sometime the same. All right?
So why don't we do this now, even not on an Erev Shabbos? Why don't we, how does the chosen who's fasting, how does he have the wine?
No, so the chosen doesn't, so when I got married, so most people daven mincha before the chuppah. Okay, that's what they did. I daven mincha before the chuppah. So if you daven after the chuppah, that's where the problem comes up. Okay, so what happened? So therefore he says, the Truma Sedeshin says, the best thing, says, in the days of the Rishonim point out, Sir Rishonim hold, then let's say in a fast like a Sar Bateves, you would say Aneinu in every tefillah. So the question is, how can you say Aneinu, and in Myra, if you meet at night, she says, listen, since you're fasting the whole next day, it's okay. But the Chosin B'Yom Chupasso, where he's going to go ahead, he's going to be fasting. The Chosin is going to be fasting. He's going to be eating the last part of the day. So it's not right to say Aneinu after he broke his fast. Fine, so what do we see from Truma Sadeshen? That even a person who did not fast the whole day can still say Aneinu and can still say Aneinu b'yom tzom tani seinu. Okay, so now we see that Truma Sadeshen is such a concept according to Ashkenazim that you can say Aneinu with the yom tzom tani seinu on a partial fast day. Let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says in source number 8. Simon Tav Kuf Samach Tet Sif Aleph. So he says, Tainus Shlo Shokol Ochama. He says, the Tainus, which would some did not rest, so he didn't go to Chesed Chavim. He says, Halacha is not a Tainus. And if you want to eat before Chesed Chavim, you should not daven Aneinu. He says, so then the Ramah adds, so even though the Machabra says, you break your fast before it says, you should not say Aneinu. Mihu nogin lispao Aneinu. He says, Ramah adds, we are knowing to say Aneinu, afal fish eim ashen zel chavim, even though you do not fast as a chavim. And this is, Chayim Dasmik says, Rabusa, right? But he says that if you're not going to fast a full day, only Yechidim should say Aneinu and Shmei Atfilah, but the Tzibur should not. In other words, so according to what Ramah seems to be saying, which is true, that if you would have a minion of people who are fasting, not till Tzeis, let's say, I'll use this as an example, even though it's not so correct, fast until after Chatzos, and we're still fasting in Mincha Gedolah, maybe we could say according to Ramah Aneinu, but we would not be in our private Shnesrei, but we could not say Aneinu in the Chodosh Shabbos because of the Brach on a Beis Sarah. He says, so now you see, the Ramah says, you can actually say Aneinu on a fast day as long as you are still fasting the same Mincha, and as long as... He says, and the Chazan doesn't do it. Everyone does it in their own private Shnesrei. Right? If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, this is very important, that I sent this email out, that when you're makabel the Tainus, you should say, I'm makabel the Tainus only to Mincha Gedola. He says, but if you're makabel the Tainus and Tzoltes Chastam, we still say Tzoltes. All right. He says, and then he goes on and says, and the fast you can say Aneinu is only if you stop in Mincha while you are still fasting. All right. And he says, now, however, the question is, these sheetahs that say you have a partial fast day, but the Gemara says, and we saw, Rav Chisda says that a fast day, which you don't fast till Tzeis, is not considered Shalosh Shachal Avchama, but if something not said, is not a real fast day. So the question is, so how can we only say Aneinu then? The Gemara says, in order for the fast to be a fast, the sun has to set while you're fasting, Shachal Avchama. So the Mishnah Berurah says, so it depends. In other words, it could be these sheetahs that hold that you can say Aneinu on a half-day fast day, hold that Gemara is talking about somebody who attended the fast a full day, did not fast a full day, he broke his fast, let's say before Tzeis, we'll call it that for now, so then he can't say Aneinu, all right? Because when you say it has to be a full day fast, that's talking about somebody that actually intended to fast a full day. But somebody who intended to fast a partial day, then you don't need the sun to set on that day. That is how Mr. Brewer explains it. He says, and there, but however, Mr. Brewer says, road posts don't hold like this, and they hold in order for a fast to be a real fast, and to say, Anenu, you have to go ahead and you have to actually not eat a whole day. Even a fast day of a number of hours would be a fast day if you didn't eat the whole day. However, he says, Achein rova poskim cholkin al zeh, and therefore the Ramah says, to rely on this shita that you can say Anenu is only for the yachid who's not adding an extra bracha. However, for somebody who's not adding, for the chas to say would be a problem, but for yachid who's not adding an extra bracha, he's just throwing the shmach aleinu, it would be okay, and saying the yom tzom taniseinu would not be a problem. Mishnah Berurah mentions the end, and the Sitas says that even in this case, like tomorrow, you should keep out the words of yom tzom taniseinu, and other poskim hold. You can't say Yom Tzom Taniseinu because we're still fasting. If you go ahead and you look, so then I would just go down to number 11 and 12. You can push it down a little bit. Source 11 and 12. So the Yer Halacha says that since it's a partial fast day, even a Shliach Tzibur, which will be a Shliach Tzibur tomorrow, but he says, he doesn't say Ya'ona Be'esh Tzara, but he shouldn't even say Shema Kol Anenu in his Chazar Shpachlein of a Chazar Shashatz. And then I have here the Taz, and the Taz basically says even though if we're saying he's Yechidim, we're not the next Sibracha, he says he doesn't like the idea of saying the Yom Tzom Taniseinu, because Yom Tzom Taniseinu means a Yom Sholem, and therefore he says it could be that according to the Poskim Mahold, this has no Chashiva to the past days, the Hafsek and Shema Koleinu. And therefore, he suggests that you should leave the words "v'yom tzom taniseinu" out. I would just mention the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan basically he feels that when the Ramah says you can fast until that you can say Anenu if you didn't fast the whole day, he's talking about we didn't fast the Tzeis HaChavim. But he says if you just fast that day, he says you shouldn't go ahead. He says you shouldn't go ahead and say Anenu. So I would just say that Manasora is like the Mishnah Berurah that you could say Anenu if you're fasting half a day before you go ahead and before you break your fast. So if a person's gonna break their fast, right after Mincha Gedolah, so then he should daven Mincha first and say Anenu. He says, and obviously Shatz does not say it. If he's going to go ahead and he's going to daven mincha later after he broke his fast, he should not say Anenu. And I would follow the suggestion of the Taz, and that's my understanding from my father, if I remember correctly, we should leave those words out because we are not fasting the whole day. Leave out the words the Yom Tzom Taniseinu. However, there's no question that on some level we're doing something, and the day tomorrow is a very important day. And I definitely would recommend, so as I said, for those who have a hard time fasting, those who are Makabal still in Makabal, for those who have a hard time fasting should not fast. For those, for children who will be all frustrated and bitter if they have to fast half a day, they shouldn't fast either. Those who can fast should try to fast part of the day. That's only to say the tefillahs. I would just mention, I don't know, I might have mentioned this last night, I remember. Yeah.
Is it better to daven the Yechidus while still fasting immediately at Mincha Gedolah, or to daven later with a permissible minyan, but after breaking the fast?
Well, I'll tell you, that's a very challenging question for me because, because of low flug, I have a hard time, right, with these permissible minyanim. I don't really know the answer to that question. If people are relying on such a minion for you, it's one thing. It seems again, I'm not sure what the Truma Session is referring to, but the Truma Session seems to feel it's better to go ahead and say Anenu, right? Before, he doesn't say maybe the Chassan got a minion together, I have no idea. I will tell you what I would probably have done, I think. So I am doing a little plug. I'm not davening any minion. Okay, if I were in the situation, I probably would daven and say aneinu and then break my fast. That's what I probably would do, especially in a special situation. The other question I have is in terms of I'm probably going to join the Erev Yom Kippur Katan Tefillah on the radio with their davening. But again, I don't know. To me, it seems that aneinu tefillah is actually quite important, it seems, because the tzaka we do is supposed to be during Shmoneh Esrei. So again, if people are relying on you, okay, and it's done, I'm not saying it's good or it's bad, I wouldn't leave them out in the cold, but if I was in a situation, I probably would daven earlier, I think. That's what I think. It's a hard question. One of these questions I find very difficult to answer. I would just say that. Okay, now, so I just want to mention one thing. I think this is the most important thing. I might mention yesterday, but it appears repeating. All right? I've seen this a few times, okay? We live in an age, I think, from the time that I was born until now, so the world has been very confident in themselves, you know, not concerned, not scared. We can deal with everything. We have Baruch Hashem science. We have technology. We have medicine. You know, we're going to extend lifespan to 150, 180 years, okay? We're going to create, you know, we have a problem with rain. It's not an issue. We have desalination plants, you know, so someone senses everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu can send us. We're saying, we don't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the way it sounds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has finally sent something our way where we have no clue what's going on, and, you know, nobody knows. I was next to somebody that was in Bidud, and it could be if he had gotten Corona, so I would have gotten Corona. Baruch Hashem, after 2 weeks he came out of, because he was next to that Corona, but Baruch Hashem, he came out of Bidud last night. So from that perspective, I'm okay. But say, who knows? Like, who knows who else I was next to? Situation, we know absolutely nothing. There's only one thing we know. What we know is, Ein anu lismo halavino shemayim. And I hope the world gets it right. I think that we have to understand now is we have to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, we can look for a cure. We can look for a vaccine. We can hope that when the weather changes, things will change and Baruch Hashem will go away. But I think the message is HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, hey, fellas, I'm here. You forgot about me. I'm here. And I heard an interview yesterday. It's Kedai Hassan. You can find it. Unbelievable interview. That our prime minister was being interviewed and Benjamin Netanyahu said, we're looking for a cure. And he added the words, Be'ezras Hashem. So the interviewer said, I mean, Be'ezras Machon Weizmann or something. All right, can you imagine? And no, he says, and the guy says, Zaini HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. Anyone who understands knows we don't have the solution. We were looking. We need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, just hope that one solution is found, we'll realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why these days, whether you're going to fast or not, are so important. But the tefillah is so important also. And I sent to the list, you know, in terms of adding the tefillah to Shema Koleinu, if someone didn't get it, please message me. I'll send it to you also, a special tefillah to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm telling you, I'm not one of these guys that said God does this and God does that because this. I don't know. But one thing I'm clear of, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, I am here. You see me. Okay? And we have to daven tomorrow. We have to daven in Yeshua Hashem Karafayim, and things can change. But we have to understand it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to make sure that when it changes, everyone recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for us. I'm telling you, there are great things that are mamish happening now. I know it's scary. We don't know what's going to be, but I tell you, the Yom Tefillah is so important. We should be zocha to see a great Yeshua. And as I said, I was makabel a time as I spoke to doctors, told me it's okay for half a day. Mirtz Hashem, I will say it's tefillah, and we should Mirtz Hashem, all the tefillahs of all of Am Yisrael, and the fasting should be accepted, and to bring Yeshua, and we should see HaKadosh Baruch Hu even after this, and we have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. Any questions before I sign off?
Yes, Rav Chaim, if we're davening by Yechidus, how do we relate to this V'teyatzar Magifat Choveret that went around?
So that's a good question. You see, they had issues. So
What's the question? Sorry, what's the question?
I can send it to you, Shai. I sent it to Shul WhatsApp group, a tefillah, a pamphlet of tefillahs. They're going to say at 4:30. I get it on the radio for to stop the magefa. So the question is, they're saying it really is supposed to be after Shmoneh Esrei. It's true. Again, you know, I'll be honest with you, I don't know what to say. You know, if you're davening, if a person is davening with Sivur, you know, again, I don't know what to say. To me, it makes sense. They should have had the whole tefillah gathering, you know, after Menachem Gedolah. I don't understand it, but no one asked me my opinion. So that's where it's at. I'll be honest with you, Ophir. I'll say this again, okay? So unfortunately, I've used this too many times. You know, at the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and obviously I'm not comparing the two times, but it's a shot of Gzar Din right now, okay? And we hope that things turn, at least that's the way it's perceived. In the time of Churban Bayis, you know that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was given three choices, what to have, three wishes, and he wished, you know, Titein Liyabne v'chachameha. He was told also the Beis Nasi and that the Shehil Rabbi Tzadok, whatever reasons he decided, which is not the place now to discuss. And someone said, why Rabbi Yochanan ask the Yerushalayim or a Kodesh? And at that point, one of the Chachmei Chazal say, Meisha Das Chacham HaMachar. Sometimes, during the time of Tzar, a person doesn't know what to answer. So I heard during the Shoah, and I'm not comparing the two cases, but there was a certain lady came to ask one of the Hasidic Rebbeim a question, what should they do? I forgot which Rebbe it was. Where should they go? Two choices. And the Rebbe said at that time, this Hasidic Rebbe, I think it was an Am Gadol. He said, listen, he says, you know, during regular times, you can ask me a question. But right now, during time of Tsar, he says, this was the Blush of a Rebbitzin, by the way. She became afterwards. During times of Tsar, I don't know what to answer. He says, so he says, you choose. You have to know what's right from inside you. So I would say in this situation, sorry to say this question you're having, either way, whatever you do is right. Maybe either way you do what is wrong. You have to feel what you think is best and what's going to move you the best. That's the answer I would give. I'm sorry for sort of like checking out of the Shaila, but that's the situation we're in. And everyone has to, in this situation, either way is fine. Either way has problems. Whatever you do is, you know, we'll be okay. I would definitely join the Tzibur on the radio for the Tefillah of Yom Kippur Katan afterwards. All right? That's what I would say. So, Mirz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer all our Tefillahs. So, the Klal Yisrael, we should see the end of this and see the day. We should see where the Chachamim, no, not myself, other people, should be able to give the right answers and give clear guidance. Now we should behave, how we should act. And Mirz Hashem, instead of just going back to the shuls, we should go back to the Beis HaMikdash very soon. Maybe, I was telling somebody today, you know, I said something, I said, hold on, I can't believe I said that. I said, I forgot what the Shiloh was, but I said, you know what? We might be in the Beis HaMikdash for Pesach this year. I'm thinking maybe we should start a quick share every day in Hilchos Korban Pesach. We'll see about that. Okay, anyways, for the future, Mirz Hashem, let's get past this week, or at least the Rosh Chodesh. Okay, everybody, everyone should have a wonderful night. Everyone should have an inspiring day of davening tomorrow, and I look forward to seeing you again. Have a good day, everybody.
Next Tuesday.
Thank you, everybody.
Tuesday night, Mr. Shem. Yeah, maybe I should be able to discuss. We'll see. Pesach Pinyanim, we'll see. All right? Okay. Go ahead. Be well.
Thank you. Okay.